You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. There's one major problem with the CDC's recent decision to lift mask mandates for people who've been vaccinated. It makes it easy for unvaccinated people to go maskless, too. One way around this would be so-called vaccine passports, which would help reliably identify who's been vaccinated. But in the U.S., it's practically impossible for the federal government to take that on. The largest project to attempt this so far is an app from the Commons Project, an open-source nonprofit partially supported by the World Economic Forum and the Rockefeller Foundation, which will feature a digital certificate that's usable across state and national borders. Next, Moderna has announced that in clinical trials, its vaccine produces the same immune response in kids as young as 12 as it does in adults. The drug maker plans to apply for authorization to administer the vaccine to younger teens in early June, but Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech are also conducting trials for children ages 2 to 11, but those will take longer because researchers need to figure out a safe and effective dosage. And the CDC released a report this week on breakthrough infections. Those are cases of COVID that occur after someone has been fully vaccinated, among the more than 130 million Americans who've received their shots. The report found that breakthrough infections are rare, and roughly a quarter of them didn't have any symptoms. About 160 people died, but 28 of those deaths weren't due to COVID-19. Starting May 1st, the CDC stopped regularly reporting on mild breakthrough infections, choosing to focus instead on cases that lead to hospitalization or death.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.